بسم الله يا أبو الابن الروح القدس الإله الواحد آمين. اليوم العاشر من شهر باب المبارك أحسن الله أن استقباله أعاد علينا وعليكم وأنتم في جدوى اطمئنان مغفور الخطايا الزلات من قبل مراحم الرب إخواتي آمين. On this day we commemorate the martyrdom of Saint Sergius, the companion of Saint Vachus. He was a favored high-ranking officer in the court of the emperor Maximianus. Because Maximianus was pagan and because the two saints were Christian, he sent them to Antiochus, king of Syria, to torture them and slay them if they did not give up their faith. Antiochus inflicted severe torture upon Saint Vachus, and when he did not dissuade him from keeping to his Christianity, he ordered his men to slay him. After he was slain, they cast him into the river of Euphrates, Nahar al-Furat, and the waves threw his body on the shore. The Lord sent an eagle and a lion to guard the pure body and inspired two saints to take it, and they buried it with great respect. Saint Sergius remained mournful for him until he saw in his sleep Vachus in a beautiful, bright, shining palace. So his soul was exceedingly comforted. After this, the governor commanded his men to drive nail into Saint Sergius' feet and be sent to the city of Ar-Rasafa on the east side of Baghdad, العراق يعني, tied to the nail of a horse. His blood flowed down on the ground. On their way, they encountered a damsel who was virgin, and she gave them water to drink. When she saw the condition of the saint was in, she pitied him because of his youth. The saint asked her to follow him to Ar-Rasafa to take his body, and she followed him. The governor of that city was a friend of Saint Sergius, and it was through him that he had this position. He tried to convince him to change his mind to save his life. And when he did not accept his advice, he ordered that his head be cut off. That virgin drew near and received the blood which flowed from his holy neck in some wool. His body was kept until the end of the days of strife, when they built a church in his name at Ar-Rasafa. 15 bishops consecrated it and laid his holy body in a coffin made of marble. Those who were present witnessed that a perfumed oil distilled from his body, and it healed the sick. May his prayer be with us. Glory be to God forever. Amen.